In computer news this week, doing a family technology detox. The past two shows I've done have been on doing a technology detox. I cited my own example of how I get completely away from computers in our electronic society on my summer vacations. And last week I did a show on how a couple of today's young people who are heavily into technology through their businesses were able to detox themselves. But how about you and your family? Has the technology world turned you into people who live in the same house but who only text each other? Live in different cyber kingdoms, never truly interact. In other words, not exactly the Waltons. I found a website named Lil Sugar that had an interesting article on doing this. 5 tips for doing a family detox. Think your family is spending too much time attached to their MP3s, social media networks, TVs, and phones? This is the perfect time to conduct a family-wide tech detox. Rather than losing body weight, a tech detox helps lighten a family's reliance on devices that keep them from engaging face-to-face. Just like giving up any other vice, going cold turkey doesn't always work. Check out 5 tips for easing your family into a tech-free lifestyle. 1. Tell family and friends about your plan. Simply going off the grid may have family and friends calling to make sure you're okay. Before starting your detox, inform everybody about your plan so they don't think you went AWOL. Start out slow. You know how your family will react best, but give everyone time to adjust to the new tech diet. Start by removing 1 piece of technology a day, or select 1 day each week that will be your media-free day. 3. Follow the rules you set for your family. No cheating. If texting is banned in your home, Mama shouldn't be sneaking in any, even if she thinks the kids won't see it. The rule applies to everyone. 4. Plan alternative activities. Going tech-free is great, but you don't want the family sitting and staring at each other. Have an arsenal of activities ready for when boredom strikes. You can look in the newspaper for events, workshops, and things to do. Sometimes taking your family to a new activity or performance can generate a whole new world of learning and family togetherness. One such activity coming up this weekend is the Spokane Folk Festival out at SCC. Free to the public and features 8 stages of traditional and ethnic dance and music, along with workshops, special entertainment and crafts for children, and jamming. I'd be surprised if you attend this 2-day festival that someone in your family wouldn't want to learn to play a guitar or a musical instrument or learn to clog Appalachian style. Also featured are sales of traditional crafts and meals, and Saturday features a live KPBX radio show. 5. Gradually reintroduce technology. Once a family sees that they can live their lives without a tether to their tech items, slowly start reintroducing them. Whether it's an hour of computer time each night while dinner is prepared or half an hour of TV before bed, kids will make the most of it. We live in a high-tech world, but we don't have to sacrifice our family to it. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney.